1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With 8 days to go until the election, Kamala Harris will be in Michigan today, Donald Trump in Georgia, Harris in Philadelphia last night, and Trump in New York at Madison Square Garden.
Donald Trump kicking off the final week of the 2024 campaign.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
Once again, labeling Democrats the enemy from within.
No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within. And
the former president painting America as a nation in decline.
ABC's Rachel Scott, who was at Madison Square Garden. Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early. According to the University of Florida, President Biden votes today outside his home in Wilmington, Delaware. McDonald's is bringing back the Quarter Pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions believe responsible for making more than 70 people sick won't be on some of the burgers. A truck slamming into a bus stop in Tel Aviv. One person killed, more than two dozen injured. Israel not calling it a terrorist attack for now. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Taking a tour from Green Bay to Appleton to Oshkosh and ending in Fond du Lac, U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said Northeast Wisconsin is crucial to this election.
If you look at the numbers and you look at just kind of where in the country it's going to come down to, no pressure. But a couple votes per precinct in the Fox Valley might determine the trajectory of Western civilization.
Buttigieg was in the Fox Valley campaigning for Democrats in a personal capacity and not as transportation secretary. Packer legend Brett Favre is scheduled to speak at a rally for former President Donald J. Trump in Green Bay Wednesday, October 30th. The rally will be at the Rush Center. Trump is scheduled to address the crowd at 6 p.m. The former president will rally at the Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on November 1st. Both parties are courting voters in Wisconsin, where polls show Trump and his opponent Kamala Harris virtually tied. Minnesota First Lady Gwen Walls was supposed to appear in Green Bay Friday, but flight delays and construction in an airport terminal waylaid those plans.
And I know in Wisconsin, you are carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders. I see it every time I've been there in this election cycle. We are right there with you. Even though I'm still in the Delta terminal of the construction of the airport. My heart is with you. How's that?
Mrs. Walls was able to make the Marinette appearance Friday afternoon. This is her eighth campaign stop in Wisconsin since Governor Walls joined the Harris-Walls ticket. For information on what will be on your ballot, where your polling place is, and how you can vote early, visit civicmedia.us/vote. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team, keep on taking care of the ball, keep on being aggressive, find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Jane Benson trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. Healthcare professionals must be able to care for pregnant women without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap the events of the weekend. I'm sure nothing will have happened. And we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or 855-75-CIVIC. You know, before we go back to the phone lines and before I get into this next article about Donald Trump on Joe Rogan for 3 hours, I just want to say, you know, This election may mean different things to different people. And as one who is in my community talking to people and trying to get people out to vote, there's nobody coming out to vote because this is a, you know, a selection between dictatorship and democracy. That doesn't fly in my community. I know my community. And so it may fly in some places, but it doesn't fly in Black America. What does fly is seeing racism and bigotry rekindled to the degree that it is. And so that has to be called out. And so my community does understand that. And so there is a distinct choice between the two. And that's just, you know, the reality of it. Democracy and dictatorship, nice slogan. But that doesn't get people in my community out. Just doesn't. I'm sorry. Let me do this before we go back to the phone lines. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's three-hour interview with America's number one podcaster, Joe Rogan, has been released. And this is the things that I'm talking about. This is what Donald Trump is saying outwardly. And these are the things that impact and affect people who know exactly what he means. You know, here's a man who said the biggest mistake that he made, you know, in his presidency, 2017 to 2021, was I picked a few people I shouldn't have picked. Neocons are bad people or disloyal people, he told Rogan, referring to neoconservatives, policymakers who champion an investment interventionist U.S. foreign policy. A guy like Kelly, he didn't say General Kelly, a guy like Kelly, who was a bully but a weak person, Trump added, mentioning his former White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, who told the New York Times this week that he thought his former boss had fascist tendencies. Trump also described his former U.S. National Security Advisor, John Bolton, as an idiot. Well, useful at times, but he's an idiot. Let's go to Trump says he told Kim Jong-un, go to the beach. Trump said he got to know North Korean leader Kim Jong-un very well. Despite some nuclear saber rattling between the two initially, when Trump said he told him, little rocket man, you're going to burn in hell. By the time I finished, we had no problem with North Korea, Trump said. Trump said he urged Kim to stop building up his substantial weapon stockpile. Well, that didn't work too well because he certainly cultivated many of them under Donald Trump. I said, do you ever do anything else? Why don't you go take it easy? Go to the beach. Relax. I said, you're always building nuclear. You don't have to do it. Relax. I said, let's build some condos on your shore. Yeah. Trump. I said, Vladimir, you're not going in, he told Rogan, referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. I used to talk to him all the time. I can't tell you what I told him because I think it would be inappropriate, but someday he'll tell you. But we would never have gone in. On 2020 election, I lost by like, I didn't lose, asked for proof to back up his false claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from him by mass voter fraud. Trump told Rogan, we'll do it another time. I would bring in papers that you would not believe, so many different papers, that election was so crooked, it was the most crooked. Oh, man. People are voting for this. Harris, very low IQ. Trump lashed out at his political opponent and praised his allies, many of whom are likely to appeal to Rogan's fan base. He called his rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, a very low IQ person. Stack her credentials up to Donald Trump any day of the week if you want to talk about low IQ people. You know, no comparison. Trump said that Elon Musk, who has appeared on Rogan's podcast in the past, was the greatest guy ever. He also said he is completely committed to bringing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. into a potential new Trump administration. On extraterrestrial life, Trump said that he hadn't ruled out there being life in space. There's no reason not to think that Mars and all of these planets don't have life, he said, referring to discussions he had with jet pilots who seem very strange things in the sky. Well, Mars, we've had probes there and rovers, and I don't think there's any life there, Rogan said. Trump, maybe it's life that we don't know about, said Trump. Okay, Trump. On the Apprentice, oh, let's forget the Apprentice. His health is unbelievable. Trump has been under pressure from Democrats to release his medical records after Harris released hers early this month, which concluded she was in excellent health and fit for the presidency. Trump's team said at the time that his doctor described him as being in perfect and excellent health without sharing his records. Trump didn't address the topic directly on Friday's podcast, but he told Rogan that during one physical for which he didn't give a date, doctors had described his ability to run on a steep treadmill as unbelievable. Oh, you know, I've had stress tests done. And, you know, you get a certain age, it's part of the process. You go in, you have the stress test done. I know I did a good job, but the doctor never told me it was unbelievable. I know I'm in better shape than Donald Trump. No question whatsoever. Because you know how I know? Because I don't eat McDonald's hamburgers, and Calvin, day and night. And I do walk from time to time. And I do work out from time to time. And I try to eat right. I try to get proper sleep, you know. So I know I'm in better shape than Donald Trump. But I would never say the doctor said I'm in the greatest shape. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I said I really do appreciate you on the radio, I have to say. What I wanted to say was that Madison Square Garden, he should never have even stepped foot in that, because in 1939, that was the fascist, the Nazi rally, where a number of Americans actually went overseas and fought for Hitler. And how do I know that? Because my two uncles fought in that war, and one in particular fought with George Patton, and they actually captured a number of American Nazi soldiers. And one of the things that my uncle really, really hated about the end of the war is that they allowed these men to come back to the United States. But for Trump and his friends to use that kind of rhetoric, it shows that they are racist. And if people who support them, the Hispanic community or any of the other communities that support him, don't realize that he is a racist by now, they really have to get their head examined, because he is a racist. He is totally without any scruples, and he's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Now let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Hey, good morning. Happy Motown Monday. Boy, you know, it just never seems to stop.
Did you see any of his rally?
Yes, I did.
Or read about
snippets.
It. Yeah.
Both. And I try to look at, you know, different sources, you know, to get their perspective. You know, I don't, you know, as we all try to do, we figure it out. But it's just amazing. The hatred, the bigotry, the racism in plain view. And yet, you know, this 20-30% of maggots, they just follow along with it. You ask them specifically, you know, to justify the top. I mean, how do you account for this? And they never will respond. And the reason why is it's not defensible. They know that there's nowhere to go. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, I have to ask, and this is a simple question. You know, of all the candidates that the Republicans could have found, why did they go all in with Trump, and why now? This just doesn't make sense.
Hey, Mike, hang on. Hey, Mike, hang on. 855-752-4842. You know, we're going to continue the conversation, because and at least give Mike a chance to finish his thoughts. Got a lot more to talk about on the Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And as you know, I'm out and about and trying to rally people to vote from my community. And you hear, you know, Kamala Harris say, we're not going back. And, you know, and what she means by we're not going back is when you see Trump rallies and you hear the kind of things that are being said, that's what she's talking about. We're not going back. We're not going back to that time. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people line up and may want us to go back to that time. We're not going back to that time. It was a ugly, horrible stain on the history of this nation. I don't care how many books you throw away and don't want to talk about it because it makes people feel bad. You know, what do you think? How do you think it makes those who were, you know, who had to deal with it, with that history? Who were impacted and affected by it. We're not going back. And so when I talk with young people and try to work towards getting them out to vote, I tell them about the history. And that resonates more with them than anything else that can be talked about. Let's go back to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, go ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity to finish my thought. We're talking about, you know, the obvious shouting out, you know, hatred and bigotry and racism that we all witness. When confronted, conservative media groups and certainly the conservative Republicans, excuse me, the MAGA, they're so loyal. You know, they won't even respond because, you know, more times than not, it's indefensible. How do you defend bigotry and racism and hatred?
But the question is, why? Why Donald Trump? I mean, with all the other good conservatives out there, why has the Republicans decided to go all in supporting Donald Trump when, in fact, we all see him as probably the most divisive political figure of our lifetime? Why him and why now? And I can't get my mind wrapped around that. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, Mike, he says it clearly. We want to take America back. We want to make America great again. We need to ask the question, what is he referring to when he says to make America great again? What's the connotation?
They never respond. That's the whole point. They never give us an answer to our questions. We've asked that for years now. What does make America great again? What does that represent? What year? What tax code were we
under? What era?
And there's never a response. We've been trying to find common ground with these guys. We've tried to sit down and work with them. And what we found is, you know, it's like musical chairs. You keep on removing seats every time the music stops. And next thing you know, we don't trust them anymore. Last point real quick, you know, lying eyes and lying ears. No, we got to believe what we're seeing and hearing. We haven't even used the word fascist yet this morning. We're being 911 calls to wake up are being given by Nobel economists, by national security agencies, every single one of them across the board, senior Trump cabinet officials and staff, they're all giving America the 911 call. The question is, are we going to answer? It's in our hands.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. You know, we're at a point where, you know, this is serious times. No question whatsoever. And you know, here's a man who has made up his mind he's going to divide the nation, right? He's clearly going to divide the nation as if it's not already there. Let's go to Adam from Mequon. Good morning to you, Adam. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Great show. And as always. But responding to Mike or to his comment, why Trump or why now? I think, you know, in my estimation, I think he gave Americans that are looking for or were looking for, you know, a representation that this is our country. And I'm talking predominantly white male Americans. A reason to othering the other people, you know, whether it's black, brown, yellow, whatever color you want to associate. So that's really, it's the cocaine that they were looking for, unfortunately, in a nutshell. And he provided that cocaine to them, and they can't get enough of it, and they can't let go. So that's my, you know.
Hey, Adam, Adam, let me say this to you, because you know, I concur. You know, the truth of the matter is America is not white. America is all the peoples of the earth, I hear. It's not, you can't identify it by white. It's all the different people coming together in this nation. That's the truth of it. Donald Trump has changed or tried to lead people down a different path. Adam, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. On the other side, Trump's deportation plan. Nobody around, baby. Just you and I.
All right. You know what?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are in Wisconsin today. They're rallying voters for the Democratic Harris-Waltz presidential ticket. Sanders will be in Oshkosh this afternoon. Then he'll be joined by Ocasio-Cortez in Madison. The Harris-Waltz campaign is pulling out all the stops in this last week before the election, encouraging Wisconsinites to vote early. Visit civicmedia.us/vote for information on your polling locations. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Experts say in recent years they're seeing more diagnoses among two groups, women younger than 40 and Asian American women. Doctors encourage women to know their bodies, discuss their risk factors, and get regular mammograms. Tran Ho is a breast surgical oncologist in California.
If we're thinking about early stage breast cancers, for example, if it is caught at a very early stage, the 5-year survival rates are near 99% for these women. And so patients do enormously well if we can catch these cancers early.
Breast cancer is the most common type of cancer in America and in Wisconsin, too. Data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows about 4,300 women in the Badger State are diagnosed every year. Ho says especially for women under 40, early detection is key.
Triple negative breast cancers or HER2 positive breast cancers are very treatable. It's just that these types of cancers can grow at a quicker rate, and so they're more likely to recur.
The good news is that survival rates are improving, surgeries are becoming less invasive, and radiation is now more targeted. The American Cancer Society recommends women with no signs or symptoms start getting yearly mammograms at age 40. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It seems like it's taken forever, but there might be a Speed 3. See what I did there? In a recent chat with The Hollywood Reporter, 20th Century Studios' Steve Asbell gave the movie-going public hope when it comes to more sequels destined for the big screen in the near future. Asbell says he is open to Speed 3 if it's a great idea, but that the studio will definitely pursue another Alien, and says there will be a new Predator film in theaters in 2025 as well. Asbell also added there would be most likely another Alien versus Predator. Thanks, but not really necessary, Steve. Looking for something new to watch as the Halloween season winds down? Check out Bad Monkey on Apple TV. It took me a while to warm up to it, but it is a good show and keeps you guessing. Vince Vaughn basically plays himself, but this time he's named Andrew Yancey, a disgraced detective in Miami trying to solve a case in which a severed arm is found with the middle finger of the hand extended. A funny gimmick, but the story unfolds nicely and the characters are interesting. Give it a watch. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Ian Teal from the Waiwega Film Festival. And Deirdre and Stephen Starry drop by the studio to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Brown County Historical Society.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you.
you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Hey, I have always thought that it's a crime. So I will ask you once again. Hey, try to see things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way,
all right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And so, listen, you know, yesterday on 60 Minutes, you know, Trump constantly talks about all these things he's going to do, right? Nobody ever asked him how. But on 60 Minutes, they kind of went through some things to see if it was possible that Donald Trump can deport all of these people that he claims he's going to deport. So Trump's mass deportation plan for undocumented immigrants could cost billions of dollars a year. With 9 days until Election Day, former President Trump has stepped up his attacks on the Biden-Harris administration record on illegal immigration and pledged that if elected, he'll conduct the largest deportation in American history. There are more than 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, about 3% of the population. Nearly 80% of them have lived in the country for a decade or more. Listen to that. 80% of the undocumented immigrants have lived in this nation for over a decade. And Donald Trump is going to deport them. So if they've been living in our nation for over a decade, it's safe to say that they have put down roots and that they're working and that they're paying taxes and that they're good citizens. And Donald Trump is going to uproot them, if you believe what he says, and move them out and cause irreparable damage to the companies where they work, to the communities where they pay taxes, and where they become American citizens, because he has no concept at all about what he's talking about. How realistic is the mass deportation campaign promise? What would be the human and financial costs? Let's think about it. Because he's been running off at the mouth about what it is he's going to do, with no understanding whatsoever about the impact or the implications of that. And so for the MAGA folk who think, yeah, he's going to get rid of all of the immigrants, you ought to pay attention to this, you know, and you need to ask the question. But I know it doesn't matter to you because this isn't about things that make sense. How realistic is the mass deportation campaign promise? What would be the human and financial cost? We took these questions to one of the people Donald Trump has said would join him if he wins a second term, Tom Homan, who led immigration enforcement during the first Trump administration when thousands of migrant children were separated from their parents at the border. So this is the guy who is going to put this in his hands. The blueprint of Trump's deportation plan, a questionable approach. Tom Homan, I hear a lot of people say, you know the talk. Tom Homan, I hear a lot of people say, you know, the talk of mass deportation is racist. It's threatening to immigrant communities. It's not threatening to the immigrant community. It should be threatening to illegal immigration communities. But on the heels of historic illegal immigration crisis, that has to be done. Now, again, just stated, not me, 60 Minutes did the research on last night. At the Republican National Convention this summer, Tom Holman was the proud pitchman of mass deportation. Tom Holman speaking at the RNC, I got a message to the millions of illegal aliens that Joe Biden's released in our country. You better start packing now. Sounds like John Wayne to me. Over three decades, he worked his way up from Border Patrolman to Acting Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, known as ICE, during the first year and a half of the Trump administration. This election cycle, former President Trump has mentioned mass deportation at nearly every rally. So here's what people don't understand and don't get. You know, my eyes aren't what they used to be. But, you know, I've got corrective glasses that make it possible for me to see clearer. I certainly didn't wear them as much when I was younger, but as I've aged and my sight has, you know, gotten a little worse, they help me see clearly. And so what I see in my community, where I live, are many migrants working on roofs, working landscaping, you know, working in housing, working all sorts of jobs. They're always busy. They're always active. They're always working. They're always finding a way to make a living for themselves and their families. I don't see them, you know, running around with automatic weapons, endangering the lives of American citizens. You may see that. I don't. So when I hear people talk about that, I'm often just, you know, I dismiss all of that because I know that's not true. Just based on what I see myself. Man, if you need something done, these are skilled people. They come here, many of them, as tradespeople. They work in the trades. The trades are lacking people. And so these people have come in, and they come prepared to work. And they do a damn good job. And they're affordable. So, you know, what's truth and what's fiction? Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. How you doing, man? Hey, yeah.
Good morning, Earl.
Yeah, you can't touch this.
Yeah. That's it. It's about time you said it. Anyway, let's take a serious thought about this immigration. Okay? Now, how many people are in the United States of America? 350 million?
Yep, or so.
Okay, now, if you take away the American Indians who were here already and the slaves that were brought here against their will, everybody else in this country is
an immigrant. Right?
Everybody. So out of 350 million, how many people would that be? That's including Trump and the Germans, as including the Irish, as including the Italians, that's including the Japanese, the Chinese, and everybody else. So that's just how foolish this is when you think about the history of this country. Damn near everybody in it is an immigrant. So this is just foolishness. And if people believe this garbage and go along with it, they're just as stupid as he is. Can't touch this.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call. I mean, it's just true. What is an American? 855-752-4842. What is an American? It's not a nationality. It's just not. So it doesn't matter how many times Republicans and Donald Trump want to lead you to believe that an American is somehow European. Not true. It's the entire human family. America is an experiment. It's the one nation that you can go to where the whole human family is. You know, no other nation has the whole human family there. All collectively living together, regardless of nationality. And that's what this nation was founded for. And so it doesn't matter if people want to change that or not. They can't change the history of that. But, you know, if you're a MAGA person and Donald Trump has anything to do with it, he himself unilaterally is going to change that. And so he's got minions or lemmings, if you will, who are going to, follow that. You know, we got to get beyond that. Man, this, after all of these decades, I thought the nation was growing up and getting beyond that. And there were signs that it was. And then he comes along, you know, with hatred in his mouth and in his spirit. And somehow we think he should become the president of the United States. And you want to see that happen? My goodness. There's got to be a pushback against that. Hey, America, what did Ronald Reagan say? A beacon on a hill? You know, that's what America's supposed to be. All are welcome. Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. That's America. We're not going to let one man change it. 855-752-4842. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. So what's an American? My grandparents, one came from Hungary and the other one came from Sweden. So I'm a second generation American, okay?
And, immigrant.
But in the last 400 years, we're all immigrants here.
Okay. That's my point.
And, the point is that I love America. I love my wife. I'm not always happy.
Gary, nobody's questioning whether you love your wife or whether you love America.
Give me a second to make my point. Okay. I love my wife, but I'm not always happy with her. Sometimes she really pisses me off, okay? But I love my wife. I love America. And we do need immigrants in this country. That's not a problem with immigrants coming into the country. I guess the problem is getting these gangs from Venezuela, MS-13, and bad people that they empty their jails out to. If we vetted them like they were supposed to be, stay in Mexico. See, that's the problem. I think Kamala Harris would have easily won this race because Donald Trump is kind of crazy at times. And he says stupid stuff. And
hey, Gary, you know, I have to interrupt you. Where do you have any factual evidence that overwhelming numbers of immigrants that come here are criminals and are causing the mayhem that you and Donald Trump say? You can't prove that.
All right. So let's say.
No, I'm saying you can't prove it. So why are you repeating that? Because it's not true.
Okay, everybody agrees that there's around 10 million immigrants that came through. Now, you know that because of...
No. Everybody doesn't agree. Yesterday in 60 Minutes said there are 11 million immigrants, who illegal immigrants who are in this country, who've been here, and most of them have been here for a decade.
Okay. So they're in there.
That's facts.
Now, if... Right. Okay. And I have friends, and I've hired people that do not even speak English to help build my shop for me. They don't even speak English. I have to talk to a translator. But these guys are hardworking guys that show up. I have no problems with that. I just don't want, if there's 1% of the people that came in, just 1%, that's, what is that, 100,000 bad people that came in that shouldn't be in this country?
Hey, how many, you know what? I'm more concerned about an American citizen than I am about the illegal immigrants doing something dastardly to me.
Right.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
I'm talking about illegal people that shouldn't be here, that are driving around killing people, murdering.
Hey, Gary, that's an illusion. I'm more concerned about American citizens who are killing and raping and shooting. Those numbers far outweigh any immigrant, illegal immigrant who's come here.
Okay, so you're not afraid. Okay, so
no, I'm not. I don't live my life in fear. No,
gangs.
No.
You don't fear for your life.
Absolutely not. I'm telling you the truth. I don't live my life in fear.
Well, I get concerned because I want, at least I want people in this country that I know who they are. I don't want people in here, into this country that I don't know.
All right, Gary,
people.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning.
I appreciate your heart feeling, 10 minutes ago there, what you were sharing. And I just want to say next Tuesday, that's what the elections will be about, what the people desire or not. The Overton window.
Yes.
Is a spectrum of ideas.
I know about it.
On public policy and social issues considered acceptable by the general public at a given time. And we're going to find out on Tuesday what is the public opinion on all these things that you're talking about.
You know, Jim, that's what the elections are, right? That's what we have in this country that many other countries wish they had. You know, I'm just saying that people should give it a long, hard thought before they put this nation back in the hands of a man who's not mentally well. You know, he's not mentally stable. So thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Thank everybody, because we couldn't do it without you. What makes the Earl Ingram Show go is you, the audience. Hey, Calvin, thank you as always. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach on Madnair On Air. And thank you for being tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee On Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we start our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour with Trigvy Olson of the Lincoln Project and Reed Galen of the Union. Get on the road with us next time.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.